Blog Talk Radio.
Together stays together. Good morning and welcome to The Apostle Speaks. My name is Evangelist Hilda. I am the co-pastor of House of Manasseh Christian Ministries, and we are a church beyond walls. Today we have our very own Apostle Mother Wiggins. Amen. God bless you, Apostle Mother Wiggins. Good morning. How are you?
Blessed in Jesus' name. Blessed.
Amen. Amen. And amen. She is the elder of the House of Manasseh Christian Ministry. She brings a word from God every Saturday from 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So first, we would like to thank you for tuning in to The Apostle Speaks. Amen. I want to let you know that the Bible says in Deuteronomy 16 and 17 in the New Living Translation, all must give as they are able, according to the blessings given to them by the Lord your God. We would like to extend the opportunity to all of our listeners to sow seed and send their support for this prayer ministry, Pray One for Another. You can send your love gift offerings to House of Manessa Christian Ministries, INC, in care of Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468. Amen. I'd like to welcome all of our listeners and viewers and guests to The Apostle Speaks. And at this time, I would like to let you know that we are here every day from Monday through Fridays from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Pray One for Another. And Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., The Apostle Speaks. And Sunday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., Partners in Worship Service. Amen. And at this time, I'd like to play a selection to give our viewers and listeners a chance to call in. Our call-in number is 626-213-5681. Amen. I pray that you enjoy this selection.
What? La da 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 da. He walks again. He talks again. He lives again. He's raised from the dead. He called to me, go to Galilee and see. He's raised from the dead, and he brings forgiveness of sins to redeem us. A call to repentance. It's His glory. Tell the story. All authority is His. He's raised from the dead. Came to fill us with His Holy Spirit. A resurrected Savior. Ascended to heaven, and He brings His righteousness and His grace to redeem us. A call to repentance is His glory. Tell the story. All authority is His. He's raised from the dead. Came to fill us with His Holy Spirit. A resurrected Savior. Ascended to heaven. I have seen the Lord. I have seen the Lord. I have seen the Lord. He's raised from the dead. I have seen the Lord. I have seen the Lord. I have seen the Lord. He
dead. Amen. I have seen the Lord. He has risen from the dead. Praise God. Hallelujah. At this time, I'd like to acknowledge one of our very own Prophetess Washington. God bless you and good morning. And welcome to the Apostle Speaks.
Good morning to you and God bless you this morning.
Amen. Praise God. Let us pray. Father God, I pray that it be all of you and none of me. As I bring forth your message this day, I thank you for your only begotten Son who died on the cross so that we can receive eternal life. I pray for my pastor and all auxiliaries of this church. I pray for the increase of our congregation. I pray for our families, our friends, and even our enemies, Father God. I pray you open up the understanding of the minds of those who hear my voice, that they may receive your revelation knowledge, that they may grow more and more in every way like Christ, so that they may receive their purpose in your holy will. Father God, I pray for those who are sick and shut in, may be healed. I pray for those that are facing trials and tribulations, receive deliverance. I pray for those that are lost in darkness, receive the light of your salvation, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for supplying all our needs. All these blessings we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And at this time, I'd like to share this short and brief inspirational message with you. Amen. Amen. And the title is, Be a Cheerful Christian. In Proverbs 15:15, a cheerful heart has a continual feast. On some days, as every woman knows, it's hard to be cheerful. Sometimes as the demands of the world increases and our energy sags, we feel less like cheering up and more like tearing up. But even in our darkest hour, we can turn to God and he will comfort us. Amen. Praise God. Few things in life are more sad, or for that matter, more absurd than a grumpy Christian. Christ promises us life of abundance and joy, but he does not force his joy upon us. We must claim his joy for ourselves. And when we do, Jesus in turn fills our spirit with his power and his love. How can we receive from Christ the joy that is rightfully ours? By giving him what is rightfully his, our hearts and our souls. Amen. When we earnestly commit ourselves to the Savior of mankind, and when we place Jesus at the center of our lives and trust him as our personal Savior, he will transform us, not just for today, but for all eternity. Then we, as God's children, can share Christ's joy and his message with a world that needs both. We may run, walk, stumble, drive, or fly, but let us never lose sight of the reason for the journey or miss a chance to see a rainbow on the way. When we bring sunshine into the lives of others, we are warmed by it ourselves. When we spill a little happiness, it flashes on us. Cheerfulness is its own reward. but not its only reward. God is good, and heaven is forever. And if those two facts don't cheer you up, nothing will. Be assured, my dear friend, that it is no joy to God in seeing you with a dreamy contentness. I became aware of one very important concept I had missed before: my attitude, not my circumstances, what was making me unhappy. Cheerfulness is its own reward, but not its only reward. Each person should do as he has decided in his heart, not out of regret. Out of regret or out of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. 2 Corinthians 9:7. Let us pray. Dear Lord, you have given me so many reasons to celebrate today. Let me choose an attitude of cheerfulness. Let me be a joyful Christian. Lord, quick to smile and slow to anger. And let me share your goodness with all whom I meet, so that your love might shine in me and through me. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray that this inspirational message has been an inspiring to you, and may God bless us for the reading of his words. Amen. The Bible says in Hebrews 10:24-25 in the New King James Version, "And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching." Welcome to House of Manasseh Christian Ministries, where the Prophet Wiggins is our pastor. We are Church Beyond Walls. If you would like to contact us, you can write us at House of Manasseh Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468, or you can visit our website at hmcministries.net. Amen. The Bible says in Romans 10:14-15 in the New King James Version, "How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who brings glad tidings of good things. After the selection, the next voice that you will hear will be that of our very own Apostle of the Wiggins." Amen. Amen. Praise God.
The heart of his spirit takes away. King of Kings.
Amen. And now our very own Apostle Mother Wiggins will bring the message of God. Amen.
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 Good morning. Good morning, Hilda.
Good morning, Apostle Mother Wiggins.
Praise God. I'd like you to get the Bible out, and I want you to turn to Romans chapter 5, verses 1 and 2.
Chapter 5, 1. Amen.
And Acts 17, verses 28 to 31.
Acts 17, 28 to 31?
Yes.
Amen. Praise God.
Good morning, Prophet, Pastor Prophet Wiggins. And good morning, Apostle Jackson. And all the other ministers. Washington.
Amen.
Dr. Turner. Pastor Devo and Dr. V. Good morning. Lord Father God, for his glory and his honor. Good morning to you, Radio Land. Good morning to you, radio listeners. This is Apostle Mother Ore Bernice. Good morning to you in your homes, in your cars, on your jobs. Good morning to you that are in the hospitals, in the shelters, or homeless, or disabled. Good morning to those that are in the highways and byways, those that are depressed, those that are saddened or in despair. God has not forgotten about you. He is in the working miracle business, and he sent me, and God is using me to reach out to you in love and comfort. He knows who you are, he knows what you've done, and he knows where you've been. You see, God knows all things, and he sees all things. There is nothing hid from him. If you make your bed in heaven, he's there. And if you make your bed in hell, guess what? God is right there.
Amen.
God can be everywhere all at the same time, so he knows what you are going through. God is a waymaker and a shelter in the time of a storm. God is calling you. He's calling you today to a new season and a new life. So get ready for an in-season word from the Almighty God. Praise God. And at this time, I want you to get your Bibles and your paper and your pencils out. Praise God as we go forth in the Word of God. And I pray that it be all of me. That it be none of me and all of God. And I pray that God opens your eyes that you may see, your ears that you may hear, and your heart that you may perceive what thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
Praise God. Both the Old and the New Testaments tell us that there will come a time when each person will stand before God to give an account for the day that he or she lived. If we believe in the truth of the Word of God, we must accept as fact that one day each of us must stand before our Creator to be judged. Many passages of Scripture speak concerning the certainty of judgment. The universality of judgment and the basis on which people will be judged. We can rest assured that the decrees of this day of judgment will be final. My text for today is, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Hilda, you can read those scriptures now.
Amen. Romans 5, 1 and 2. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And Acts 17:28-31. Amen. For in him we live and move and have in our being, as also some of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. Therefore, since we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the divine nature is like gold or silver or stone, something shaped by the man, by art and man's diversity. Truly, these times of ignorance God overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to repent, because he has appointed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he has ordained. He has given assurance of this to all by raising him from the dead. I have just read to you Acts 17:28-31. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his words. Amen.
Thank you, Evangelist Hilda, for that word.
You're welcome.
God has raised Jesus from the dead. It is Jesus who he ordained and have raised from the dead. And Jesus is our final judge. My title for today is The Good News Concerning the Judgment Day. Praise God. For two groups, there can be no good news concerning the judgment day. There is no good news for those who have refused or neglected to trust Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. We can search the Bible from the beginning to the end for a glimmer of hope for those who refuse or neglect to accept Jesus Christ as Lord, but we will find none. There is salvation in no other, only the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no salvation in Buddha. There's no salvation in Hare Krishna. You can't find salvation anywhere but in Jesus Christ. He is our salvation. He is the bishop of our soul. He is Emmanuel, God with us, the great I am. He is God who came down in the flesh. It is Jesus and only him. Praise God. And he left the Bible here to lead us to him. He, God and his word are one, and his word will not come back to him void. For God watches his word to perform it. In every instance in which the Bible speaks concerning the certainty of judgment and the basis of judgment, No hope is held out for those who have chosen to neglect or reject the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. As found in Matthew chapter 10, verses 32 and 33, chapter 25, verse 31 to 46, and Revelation 20, verses 11 to 25. There can be no good news concerning the judgment for those who are seeking to obtain a righteousness that is acceptable to God through their own efforts. Some people labor under the impression that in addition to trusting God, trusting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, they must keep the Messianic law or some other law to guarantee their salvation. Those who believe that at the end of the way their good deeds must outweigh their bad deeds cannot possibly have peace of mind as they face the judgment day unless they have lowered God's requirements to the point where they are easily reachable. The Word of God clearly states that people are not saved or justified by keeping the law, as referred to in Romans chapter 3, verse 20. We are not saved by our good works. We are saved by faith in Christ Jesus, who has provided salvation for us by God's grace, as referred to in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. There is good news concerning the judgment day for the saved. Someone has said that in order to go to heaven, one must have a perfect record. Since all of us are sinners, this puts us in a bad position. However, God has provided for us a Savior in Jesus Christ. We are given the privilege of going to heaven on the record of His perfect obedience to the law of God, and because of His sacrificial death on the cross for our sins. It is faith in this crucified but resurrected Lord that brings us into a position where God justifies us, as in Romans chapter 5, verse 1, and Galatians chapter 2, verse 16. Justification is something that God does for us. To be justified means to be given a position of acceptance in the presence of God. God treats justified sinners as if they had never sinned. In this experience in which sinners who put their faith in Jesus Christ are justified, in the sight of God, a spiritual birth takes place in which they receive the very nature and character of God.
Amen.
This means they have a new appetite and a new ambitions. They want to live according to their new nature. They want to live so as to be pleasing to God. The good news of the gospel for believing sinners is that their sins have already been judged and they are no longer alienated from God. The good news is that they are now children of God and at peace with God, and condemnation has been removed, as referred to in John chapter 3, verse 17 and 18. Furthermore, in this experience of the new birth, believers not only have condemnation removed, but they pass out of the realm of spiritual death into the realm of spiritual life. They enter into a relationship with God in which there is not even a possibility of being condemned and rejected by Father God. For Father God has given us a gift of grace. This is good news that can cause the heart of the believer to rejoice with unspeakable joy. The good news of possible rewards on the day of judgment. The purpose of the day of judgment is not to determine whether we are saved or lost, or whether we will go to heaven or to hell. That is determined by what we do with Jesus Christ before the judgment day even arrives. As death finds us, so will the judgment day receive us, and so will eternity retain us. The Bible clearly teaches that there will be degrees of condemnation or judgment for the unsaved. It also clearly teaches the possibility of believers so serving as to receive a high recommendation from the Lord.
Amen.
A reward. For believers, there is the possibility of receiving great reward, as referred to in Revelation chapter 22, verse 12. Our Lord repeatedly promised to reward his followers according to their labors. The Apostle Paul speaks of the possibility of people living and serving in such a manner as to have no rewards following the judgment day. He speaks of a time of testing when every person's work shall be tried by the fires of judgment. If people have built on the foundation of Jesus Christ and out of the materials that endure, they will have a reward. On the other hand, if people do not serve, give, minister, witness, and help, they will be saved without having the joy of receiving a reward, as referred to in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 11 15. If you have put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ as the Lord of your life and as the Lord of death, you need have no fear of all of the days when you will stand before God as far as being accepted by him is concerned. The Heavenly Father does not want us to live in an agony of anxiety about our eternal destiny. He desires that we serve him and others from a motivation of love and gratitude rather than from a fear of being rejected if we do not. We should earnestly, sincerely labor and serve so as to hear the Master say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant," as referred to in Matthew 25, verse 21. Through Jesus Christ, there is good news for the believers as they contemplate the fact that one day they will stand before God. They need have no fear of being rejected.
Amen.
You can rejoice in the possibility of being commended and rewarded by the eternal God who has revealed himself in the person of Jesus Christ. Right now, I want to talk about choices.
Amen.
I want to read a scripture. The scripture is in Colossians chapter 3, verse 24 and 25. The scripture says, "Knowing that of the Lord you shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respect of persons." God has no respect of persons. Right now, I want to talk about the Boston bomber, the ones that bombed, the bombers that did that explosion in Boston.
Amen.
I want to show you the devil in action. The Boston bomber or bombers that didn't realize that they were being used by the devil to hurt and injure people. They probably wanted power or notoriety, or in some small way thought that they were serving God. And look what a tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
Pain,
yes.
Suffering,
yes.
And death.
Mm.
That they have caused because, yes, of the choices, mm-hmm, that they have made.
Amen.
The Bible says, "Choose life, love, which is in God,
amen,
and peace with all men, and love thy neighbor as thyself. Shun evil companions." I say shun evil companions.
Amen.
In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 16, the Bible says, "Communicate and do good, for these sacrifices are well-pleasing to God."
Amen.
Right now, I want to show you God in action. As I was watching TV about the Boston bomber, the media was interviewing a young man that was at the scene rescuing people. And the newsman asked him, "What made you do that?" And he answered and said, "Every morning before I go out, I pray and I ask God, what can I do to help someone today?"
Amen.
Do you ever ask that? Do you ever ask, what can I do to help someone today? Because sometimes we are led by being so selfish. We just think of ourselves all the time as just us. Mm-hmm. When there's others around us that really need some kind of help.
Amen.
And guess what? God had him on the scene, this young man.
Mm-hmm.
And when he heard that those bombs go off instead of running away, he went back in and saved many of those people.
Amen. Praise God.
He went back in. He didn't run away from the bomb. He went towards what was happening, and he,
amen,
went to save the people because God laid his hand on him to know he discerned that they needed his help.
Amen.
He made a choice.
Yes.
To listen and hearken to the voice of God. It is very important. I can't emphasize it enough. It is very, very, very important to learn to hear the voice of the Almighty God.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit will have you in the right place at the right time, and he'll cause you to be a blessing to other people. There are many people, there were many people that day carrying out the will of Father God, showing love and compassion and a caring spirit in action. In the process, that young man announced that he had no job. He was not working. And the newsman told him that after what he did, he will get a job.
Amen.
He said, I will hire you myself.
Praise God.
This is what could happen to you when you go about doing good instead of evil.
Amen.
You see, he could have done evil things,
yes,
but he chose to follow God and do good things.
Amen.
That turned out to be a great benefit for other people. Mm-hmm. Don't choose the way of death and destruction. Choose to follow after God and his word and do good.
Amen.
God has given you the power to make a choice.
Yes.
It's up to you.
Mm-hmm.
I want to speak to those that are easily influenced and following after evil companions.
Amen.
Stop it right now, immediately. Why should your young life come to such a tragic end?
Amen.
Because of the wrong choices that you are making? Think of the shame that you can bring on yourself and your families. Think of Father God's displeasure. He loves you, you know. And whom God loves, he chastises.
Amen.
The Bible says to love thy neighbor as thyself. Love your neighbors enough to bring them no harm, no robbing. Stop robbing them. And other things, whether it's blowing people up, murdering them, having hatred in your heart for others, unforgiveness or prejudiceness in your heart. Let go of anger and hostility and rebellion. Right now, let it go. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. I rebuke all those things off of you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hold on, holding on to it will only make you sick in the long run, and God will not forgive you because you refuse to forgive others.
Amen.
Let it go. Love yourself. Want better things for yourself. Ask God to help you to make better choices.
Yes.
Say, Father God, help me to make better choices.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have a father, God can become your father.
Amen.
He'll help you to make the right choices.
Mm-hmm.
For your life and for your family. Choose God over the devil.
Yes.
Don't choose the devil as your father.
Amen.
The devil will bring you nothing but pain, death, and destruction.
Yes.
Think
yes.
about it.
Mm-hmm.
Choose life.
Yes.
Look ever to Jesus,
mm-hmm.
and he will carry you through.
Amen.
Right now, I want to address the orphans, the fatherless, the motherless, the teens, the gays, the prostitutes, the abused, the persecuted, the oppressed, the harassed, the confused, the downtrodden, the bullied, the abandoned, those being held hostage, the robbers, the liars, and the thieves, the drug dealers, the addicts, the people with a lot of pride. All you who are listening by radio, God says good morning. God is calling you to a higher place. And he also wants to address those that are hurting. God says, do you think that I don't know who you are?
Amen.
I know you from the least to the greatest. I know your mind. I know what you think. Do you think that I didn't see you when you did those things in the dark? I am able to expose you and uncover it and bring it to the light.
Amen.
Turn from your wicked ways and follow those that I put in your pathway to bring you to me, says the Lord. Those that are hurting, those whose souls are wounded, come to me and lay your burdens and the cares of this world at my feet.
Mm-hmm.
Cry to me. I will hear your cries and heal your land. To those that have been deceived by so-called friends, family members, loved ones, spouses, organizations that want to make money at your expense, I will take care of them and those situations in due time. They might think that they are getting away, but I will fix the problem.
Amen.
They think that I am sleeping and unaware of what's going on, but I never slumber and I never sleep. I am well aware of your situations and circumstances. I will take care of it, says the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, Hilda, back to you.
Amen. God bless you. We'd like to thank Apostle Mother Wiggins for that wonderful message, and I do believe that that deserves a hand clap praise. Amen. What a wonderful message. Amen. In Deuteronomy 16 and 17, all must give as they are able, according to the blessings given to them by the Lord your God. Now is the time when we would like to extend you the opportunity to truly be blessed. That is through your giving. For the Bible says in Psalms 96, 7 through 8 in the New Living Translation, O nations of the world, recognize the Lord. Recognize that the Lord is glorious and strong. Give to the Lord the glory he deserves. Bring your offerings and come into his courts. And now we would like for Apostle Jackson to give us an offertorial prayer. Amen. Amen. Prophetess Washington, God bless you. Can you give us an offertorial prayer?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day that you have made, Lord. And I thank you, Lord God, that you have blessed the woman of God to come forth with the word. Thank you for feeding your sheep this morning, Lord God, with fresh bread from on high. Now, Lord, we just ask you to touch each person that is on this line, Lord God, to be obedient and to their hearts, Lord God, to give and to be a blessing to the one that has this ministry, Lord God, as their heart sees fit, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you that we'll be able to close scripts seed on good soil, Lord God, so we can have a good seed.
Right, right.
Amen.
What does that mean to you?
Amen. Praise God. Now is the time to get out your pen, paper, and your checkbook, for the Bible says in 1 Timothy 5:17 through 18 in the New Living Translation, elders who do their work as work well should be respected and paid well, especially those who work hard at both preaching and teaching. For the scripture says, you must not muzzle an ox to keep it from eating as it treads out the grain. When you hear that, Prophetess Wick, Washington, what comes to your mind?
Repeat that again. I had to stop for a minute.
Okay, in 1 Timothy 5:17 through 18.
Okay.
When you hear the elders who do their work well should be respected and paid well, especially those who work hard at both preaching and teaching. For the scripture says, you must not muzzle an ox to keep it from eating as it treads out the grain. When you hear that, what comes to your mind? What does it mean to you?
What came to my mind just then is a man that don't eat, and you don't work, don't eat. So if you don't put yourself in action and be doing the things that it can help you to eat, you know, provide for yourself, that's how you can be able to serve better. You have to do the work.
Amen. Praise God. At this time, we will play an offertorial selection to give you time to get a pen, paper, and your checkbook so you can bless the woman of God. After the selection, we will let you know where to send your offerings or love gift to bless the woman of God. Amen? Amen.
Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. From this place where I'm at, yeah. I need an answer, and you know all the facts. All I can, tired of making mistakes over and again. So I'm calling on you, and you always know what to do. So I'm praying to thee. When I get up, I'll stand in victory. Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Take away the hurt when I can't seem to make it work. Done all that I can. Turn on your word, I'm ready to stand. So I'm hearing your voice in silence and in melody, yeah. So I'm flowing in your will. All that I am, I have to fulfill. Oh, take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah.
Amen. You can send your love offering or love gift to House of Manessa Christian Ministries, INC, in care of Apostle Wiggins, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468. And now we will like to extend to you this opportunity to allow the Apostle Mother Wiggins to pray for you or for a family member. Our call-in number is 626-213-5681. Amen. That's 626-213-5681. Amen. Prophetess Washington, when you heard the message today, what came to your mind?
That she was saying at the very ending that we have to be able to hear what God is saying in order to do something good. You know, we got to know God's voice to do what God has called us to do. You know, sometimes the devil, even though when the devil thinks he's doing good, God turns around for our good. So we need to be obedient and walk after God's own heart. And I listened to his voice. The word was an outstanding word. And the people that think they're doing the works of God, he can examine themselves to make sure they're doing what God has called them to do. Amen.
Amen. Apostle Mother Wiggins, would you like to expand on that comment?
Well, I agree with her. It's very important that we hear the word of, you know, that we hear God's voice. It's very important. And I also tried to talk on those people that don't know God so well, you know, that they should try to steer away from evil things and do good.
Amen.
You know, they should not be following after evil. They should be, you know, think of, because you waste your whole life following after evil, because that's nothing but death and destruction. Whatever you're doing is going to catch up with you sooner or later. You think you're getting away with it, but you're not going to get away with it. It's just not going to happen.
Amen.
Sooner or later, you're going to pay the price. of
Amen.
Whatever you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's best to be under God and follow God, because God doesn't want anything but good for you. He doesn't want anything evil for you.
Yes.
And he's not going to steer you into evil things to do. But I mean, he'll protect you. There's so many benefits to being in the Lord.
Amen.
You know, benefits.
Because,
you know.
We're all still learning. I mean, like, right now, I still have a lot to learn about being a Christian and an evangelist and all that. You know, so it's not like it's going to happen overnight. So that we still have to be careful of the things that we say and the things that we do, because we have people watching us. As Christians, we are supposed to not just talk the talk, but you're supposed to walk the walk also. Amen?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Praise God. But I and all thought that it was a wonderful message, because I mean, we all have to in the judgment day, you know, concerning the judgment, because we all got to stand before Christ, before God on judgment day, and we all have to answer to our own deeds.
Amen.
So, amen. Because you know, like nobody can save us from the sins that we commit. Because when you go out there and following behind other people, and when judgment day comes, those people are not with you, so you are standing alone. So,
that's my take on it.
Amen.
Amen.
Prophetess Washington, do you have a prayer request for Apostle Mother Wiggins?
Amen. Yes. Continue to pray for my son, for both my sons. Their names are James and one named Charles. And my fourth friend, their name Lee John. And also me for church home. Amen. That's all.
Praise God. I just want to pray for Prophetess Washington's two sons. And I just ask God to give them a touch right now to strengthen them in every situation and circumstance. I bring them before the throne of God, and I ask God to open their eyes that they may see, their ears that they may hear, and their heart that they may perceive what thus saith the Lord. I ask the Lord to heal their wounded soul, heal them from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. I ask the Lord to build them up where they are broken down.
Mm.
Break every yoke of bondage.
Yes, Lord.
If they are in a state of confusion, break that state of confusion in the mighty name of Jesus. Break every negative spirit that is on them in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes.
I ask that they be surrounded with godly counsel in all decisions that they may make, that they be led by the Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
And I ask the Lord to lead them to the right church that they should go to in the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I want to pray the perfect prayer over them right now in the mighty name of Jesus, leading of the Holy Spirit. Eroba Shale Kambo Kere de Popa Ya Sandra Kambo Kere Uraraka Arubaka Shale Kambo Kere de Pore Popara Uzarakari Andore de Pore Popara Ubaka Gandar Kambo Kere de Pore Popara Dia Uraraka Arubarakari Andore de Pore Popara Uzarakari Andore de Pore Popara. Give them a mind and a heart. Give them a mind and a heart towards you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I just ask you to draw them to you. Draw them to you in the name of Jesus, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Jesus. Mother Apostle Mother Wiggins, does judgment come to those who accept Christ?
Well, they're not condemned. You know, once you accept Jesus Christ, you're not condemned. You understand? But you're judged according to the works that you have done here, you know, what you have done in your body, the works that you have done, you know, whether it's good works or like that. But you're not the sinner, the person outside of Christ is judged because they didn't accept Jesus Christ. Their judgment and our judgment is two different judgments, not the same thing. We're just judged for, we're given a reward according to what we've done here on this earth.
Uh-huh.
You know, you understand? According to
yes.
the good that we've done here on this earth, we're giving a reward. But we've accepted Jesus Christ. So we're not judged like the person that hasn't accepted Jesus Christ. It's two different kind of judgments.
Amen. Prophetess Washington, how does judgment work with God and Christians who sin?
He's gonna judge us for what we do. If we do mm-hmm. wrong, he's got it written down, everything that we do. So when the judgment day comes, he's gonna call us up and begin to tell us about what we have done wrong. He's going to show us the good that we've done and the wrong that we have done. So we need to begin to live right, you know, try to do as good as we ought to. Because we can't hide anything from him. Because he sees all things. So I don't know what else I could say on that, but if we just begin to be obedient now, be a good workman in the Word.
Mother, what's your thoughts on that?
About what?
How does the judgment work with God and Christians who sin?
But our sins are covered by Jesus Christ. The thing that we have to do is repent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just ask God's forgiveness. You understand? And you move on. You ask God's forgiveness. You turn away from your sin and you move on. That's what you do. God doesn't hold that against you because you accepted Jesus Christ. There's no condemnation.
Uh-huh. But the Bible says that we all sin and fall short of the glory of God.
I know, but there's still a separation because we accepted Jesus Christ. There's people that haven't accepted Jesus Christ. There's a difference between those that have accepted and those that have not accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior.
Amen.
God doesn't condone sin because your body is weak. That's what it is. Your body is weak, so sometimes you sin.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's why you have to have the relationship with God. You have to stay prayed up. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You have to keep your eyes off of those things that will cause some kind of temptation, pornography, and all of that. You can't be watching pornography and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Because that's a temptation. The devil comes to tempt you, just like he came to tempt Jesus on the mountain. He comes to tempt you.
Yeah,
you understand?
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, you got to fight against it. That's why God gave us, he gave us the shield of the spirit. You know what I mean? He gave us our armor.
Yes.
You're supposed to put on your armor.
The whole
every
armor.
Day.
Amen.
Well, I try to keep on my armor. You have to keep putting on your armor every day. Your feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Your loins are girded about with truth. You have on your breastplate of righteousness and your helmet of salvation. You take up your sword of the spirit so that you can stand against the wiles of the enemy in these last and evil days. because the enemy comes to steal and kill and destroy. He comes to seek whom he may devour. That's why your body have to be, you have to be full of the word, so that when the enemy comes, he can't find anything in you.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yes,
the enemy can't find
anything
in you.
Right.
You have to keep on your armor. You have to put on your armor every single day.
Every day.
Your feet are charred with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Your loins are girded about with truth. You have on your breastplate of righteousness, and you put on your helmet of salvation so that you can stand against the wiles of the enemy in these last and evil days. You take up your shield of faith and your sword of the Spirit. Your sword of the Spirit, your shield of faith. You understand?
Yes.
Your sword of the Spirit is the word.
Amen.
Your shield of faith and your sword of the Spirit.
Praise
you see? And use the word against the enemy when you feel that you're being attacked. That's why I say it's a process.
Right.
You don't just grow up over time. You have to be taught. You have to sit under the word and be taught the word.
And
as you sit under the word, then you start
to
grow.
Have to show, study for yourself, to show yourself approved. Because if you
don't study, you can't
just accept whatever other people say. You got to search that word for yourself.
True.
Amen.
You have to search the word for yourself.
Amen.
But you also, and you have to ask the Holy Spirit for understanding.
Understanding,
and if you know what I mean? And, and you listen to other people and get a better understanding of the word, because God is also working through them as well as you.
Yes.
You understand? The hearing comes by faith and hearing by the word.
Amen. What is the difference between salvation and repentance? Apostle Mother William?
Salvation and repentance?
Yes.
Well, salvation is you accept Jesus Christ as your personal savior. That's under salvation. You accept Jesus Christ. Repentance is when you've done something that you feel displeasing to God.
Amen.
You know, if you know the Bible and you know what God likes and he doesn't like in you, so you have to go before him and repent and ask his forgiveness for your sins.
Yes. Well,
you understand?
Yes, I needed to know what the difference was between salvation and repentance, because maybe some of our listeners don't know, you know, the difference. So that's why I needed you to explain it to us.
That's all right.
Amen.
Amen.
A prophetess Washington, what is your take on that, on the difference between salvation and repentance?
Saying that you receive salvation yourself in Jesus if you know that he is the Son of God, and that repentance is to turn around from the sins that you have done. You know, you have to repent daily. Basically, everything that
Mother
Williams has already said.
Amen. Well, I mean, you know, like, each person has a different opinion about it, so that's why I was asking, you know, a question about it. So if a Christian accepts Christ as their personal Savior, commits a sin, and dies, will they still be acceptable in the kingdom of heaven?
Yes, because we're not perfect. You see, when you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you're still not perfect. That's why God works on you. He works on you in your secret prayer time with God. God starts to work on you. That's why you got to hear his voice and everything.
Uh-huh.
He starts to work on you. But, you know, he's trying to bring you to perfection. But you're not going to get as perfect as Jesus. You're not going to get perfect.
No.
But the main thing is that you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. So when you die, you go to heaven. You don't go to hell.
Amen.
You go to heaven. When you die.
Uh-huh. Being that God knows all things, should a person repent of a sin that they're struggling with?
That they what?
Struggling with.
Should they repent?
Yes. The question is, being that God knows all things, should a person repent of a sin that they're struggling with?
Yeah. A person should repent. You know what I mean? If he knows to repent, because I don't know if you're talking inside of Christ or outside of Christ. You know what I'm saying? The person should repent, and they also ask God to help them. If they're in Christ, they ask the Holy Spirit to help them with that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because the flesh is weak.
Right.
The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. So they have to ask the Holy Spirit to help them to overcome that. Mm-hmm. You can't overcome it by yourself because you're weak.
So
you
what
have
if
to
that
ask the Holy Spirit can help you?
Amen. So what is that person knowing that they're sinning and still continue doing the same thing? So in a case like that, when they know that they're sinning and they're still sinning and they're struggling in a case like that, what should they do?
They have to keep doing it. Keep repenting and keep asking God for forgiveness. Because God will keep forgiving you. He'll keep forgiving you, but there'll come a time when he feels that you are, you know, that because that's like a willful sin.
Right,
you know, you're committing a transgression. But God will go on with you for a while. He'll wink at you and go on with you for a while, especially if you're a baby in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
But as time goes on, he'll start to give you a warning.
Mm-hmm.
He'll start to warn you.
Yes.
I was warned. I went through some things, and I was warned. God warned me.
Yes.
And he said, one of these days, the door is going to be shut to you. He warned
me.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He kept forgiving me and forgiving me. You know, and I kept going back and doing the same thing. But after God gave me the warning, then I really tried to straighten myself up. You understand?
I
asked the Holy Spirit to help me, and I tried to straighten up on it.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
So in other words,
I say it's a process. It's not you don't get there overnight, because you come in when you're saved. You come in a certain state, and it takes time for God to keep raising you up to different levels.
Yes,
he don't just raise you up just like that. You understand? It takes time.
Yes, I understand now.
God tests you. He tests you.
And
you know what
he would
I mean?
he would give you a certain amount of time to straighten yourself out. But then why do
well,
we
Well, he knows
to
you he can't do it by yourself, but he wants you to come to him and ask his help. You understand?
Uh-huh.
He helps you. But he helps you to do it. He helps you, he strengthens you and helps you to overcome. He strengthens you and helps you to overcome. It just takes time. It just doesn't happen overnight. You don't just get transformed overnight. It just doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You know.
Yeah.
And some people have more of a struggle, I guess, than others. It doesn't happen overnight.
That's true. And so how many times does a person have to accept Christ as their personal Savior before they become a child of God?
One time.
Just one?
They believe it in their heart. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
One time. You say it with your mouth and believe it in your heart, and you're saved. You say it with your mouth and you believe it in your heart. It's one time.
So it has nothing to do with sin?
What do you mean? Well, when you say it have nothing to do with sin, what do you mean by that?
So what I'm saying is that if a person does sin so many times, and you saying that they only have to accept Christ one time?
Yeah, I know, but they repent of their sins when they accept Christ. They repent.
Uh-huh.
You understand? But that doesn't mean, but after that, their baby is stages that they have to go through. They have to sit under the word of God. There's so many different things they have to do. They have to sit under God's word. You understand?
Uh-huh.
They have to read the word. They have to have a relationship with Father God. You understand?
Amen. So when we backslide, like, leave the church and then come back, even though we accepted Christ and we went under the water and was baptized, when we leave and go out there and commit sins and whatnot, and then
Could I say something to you?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello?
Yes.
You said leave the church. You mm-hmm. are the church.
Not
we all are the church. Even if you went outside, you're still the church. You understand?
Yes.
The church is not the building. We're all the church.
Amen. So,
when you go outside, you are the church. Even if you went outside, you committed a sin, you're still the church. You understand? You just have to go to God and ask his forgiveness and everything. Let me tell you, once God put his hand on you, he'll never take his hand off of you.
Okay.
God will never take his hand off of you once he put his hand on you. I don't care where you go.
Mm-hmm.
If you make your bed in heaven, he's there. If you make your bed in hell, he's there. Don't care where you are, God is there with you. Once God put his hand on you, I used to run from God when I was young. I used to run from the Holy Spirit. You know why? Because I didn't know that it was the Holy Spirit. I was not living a right life, and I ran. I used to feel a being with me, another being with me. I didn't know it was the Holy Spirit, and I would be running all in the street. I'd be walking the street, and I went home, and I told my companion, I said, there's something with me, and I don't know what it is. And guess what? It was the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit was with me, because God never leaves you nor forsake you or see you begging bread. When he says, I'm staying with you, he's for real.
Amen.
God is always with you. I don't care if you went in the street. When you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you became the church.
Okay.
We are all the church.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you are TV, radio, cable, you understand? Whether you're just in your house, whether you're disabled and in a wheelchair, you're still, and you're under God, you're still the church.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Oh, but okay, that was a wonderful message today, and a wonderful explanation, and I would like for you to pray a prayer for all of our visitors online today, and for all our viewers, our listeners, just a prayer of blessing, financing, whatever God puts on your heart to pray for them.
Father God, I just want to pray for all our listeners and ministers, everyone out there, in the mighty name of Jesus, dear Heavenly Father, that you would just give them all a touch in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Open their eyes that they may see, their ears that they may hear, and their heart that they may perceive what thus saith the Lord. Father God, I know that you want good things for them, Father and God, and you really want them to understand who you are and what you do, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. And I just ask that you will open the eyes of their understanding. Give them insight and revelation knowledge, dear Heavenly Father.
Amen.
I bring them all before your throne and ask you to flood their minds with light and truth. Touch their hearts and open their eyes. Give them revelation knowledge. Give them knowledge to know you and know your way. Heal them in their inner man and strengthen them in every situation and area of their lives. I ask you to heal them in their souls. Build them up where they are torn down. Break every chain of bondage over every area of their lives. Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, pride of life, confusion, fear, hostility, rebellion, hatred, whatever it is.
Yes.
Any mental challenges in the mighty name of Jesus. Any pride, dear Heavenly Father. I ask you to break it right now in the mighty name of Jesus, dear Heavenly Father. Father God, I ask you to break any familiar spirit going back 20 generations on their mother and father's side in the mighty name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Father God, I just ask you to empower them, them in the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise your holy name, the Heavenly Father.
Yes, glory to God.
Just build them up where they are torn down, the Heavenly
Lord.
Father.
Yes, Lord.
Show them your love, dear Heavenly Father. Build them up in their finances, dear Heavenly Father. Build them up in their finances, dear Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, you know what they need, dear Heavenly Father. I don't know it, but you do.
Yes,
I want to pray the perfect prayer over them right now in the mighty name of Jesus and leading of the Holy Spirit. And I pray that all the ministers keep on their armor at all times, that their feet should be shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Their loins should be girded about with truth. They should have on their breastplate of righteousness and their helmet of salvation. They should take up their shield of faith and sword of the Spirit to block themselves from the fiery darts of the enemy in these last and evil days.
Thank you, Lord.
In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Amen, amen. Also, my Apostle Mother Wiggins, I'd like for you to pray for me, to pray my strength and my patience and understanding in the mighty name of Jesus.
Father God, I want to pray for Evangelist Hilda, Father God.
And
I just ask you to strengthen her right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Dear Heavenly Father, as she is growing, Father God, in your word and in what you have called her to do, dear Heavenly Father, just build her up where she is torn down. Break every chain of bondage in every area of her life, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. I just bring her before your throne. I ask you to flood her mind with light and truth. Touch her heart and open her eyes. Give her revelation knowledge. Give her knowledge to know you and know your way. Heal her in her inner man and strengthen her in every situation. Just build her up, dear Heavenly Father.
Lord.
Break every chain of bondage, Father God, in the name of Jesus, dear Heavenly Father.
Yes,
any yoke that is on her, just break that yoke in the name of Jesus. Whatever it is, dear Heavenly Father, you know what it is right now. Any negative spirits in the name of Jesus, just break those yokes in the mighty name of Jesus, dear Heavenly Father. And Father God, I see that she is growing, Father God. She is growing more and more in your word, dear Heavenly Father. And she is obedient to what you have called her to do. Heavenly Father, and Father God, I just ask you to touch her right now in the name of Jesus.
Lord.
Heavenly Father, I know that you love her, dear Heavenly Father, that you love her unconditionally, dear Heavenly Father. And I know that she has a great reward coming for her.
Thank you.
The mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Prophetess Washington, I'd like for you to pray a prayer of intercessory, whatever God puts on your heart.
Okay.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, Lord, you sit upon me, see down low, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
You pray, you're covering over this ministry today, Lord God, that you cover this ministry, Lord God, so we can continue to go out into all folks, corners of the world, Lord God, that they would be out where everyone can hear what you are saying through your people, Lord God. Lord God, open up the grapevines of the vine, Lord God, that they can begin to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church, Lord God. And I pray, Lord God, that they will know the, don't know the Lord will come leaping, Lord God, to the acknowledge that they want to know you, Lord God. And I pray for those who are backslidden and return to their first love, who is you, Lord God.
Yes,
and I pray that they repent of their sins, that they will see their way to you, Lord God.
Yes,
and let
Lord.
Them from the dress in their armor, Lord God, each and every day. That they will see that no harm shall come now to them, Lord God, that they will be well protected, Lord God.
Yes, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
God, to serve you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And
we want
to serve you in truth, Lord God.
Yes,
Lord
Father.
God, you, Father. Us, Lord, have sinned against you in the way, Lord. Not even
yes,
now that
we Father.
And Lord God, for those on the line that's listening, if they don't even know you today, Lord God,
yes,
let them be the day for the new birth, Lord God. Let them
yes,
be their new to know you, Lord God. That they will
yes,
have
Father,
a birthday
Jesus.
Every year to celebrate Jesus. That they will be born, Lord God.
Jesus.
Lord God, do unto them that you have done unto me, Lord God. Place people
oh,
in their
yeah.
life, Lord God, to acknowledge who you are, Lord God.
Yes,
and bring them to salvation, Lord God, to where they can know you, Lord God. Get them the good teaching and get the word sown into them, Lord God.
Remind Father, them hallelujah, in the name of Jesus.
Love them the
oh,
same
glory,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Lord,
thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
All upon the Lord, who is you.
Oh, yeah.
They will not have to run to the little G. They will run to the big G.
Oh, hallelujah. Glory
yes.
to you.
Hallelujah in the name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Oh, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Oh,
glory
in the name of Jesus, Lord, hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yes, hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Praise your Father.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
Thank you. Jesus, glory to your
oh,
name.
Oh, yes, hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise
yes.
your holy name.
Yes.
Amen, praise God. Just give me a second, 1 second. Amen, hallelujah.
Praise
Thank
your Father.
Oh, glory, hallelujah. Pastor
oh, yeah.
Mother Wiggins, at this time I'd like for you to pray a prayer for Prophetess Washington. Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, Father God, just touch her, dear Heavenly Father. Give her a touch, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, you know her heart, dear Heavenly Father. You know her heart for ministry, dear Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, dear Heavenly Father. Just touch her right now in the name of Jesus. Strengthen her in every situation and circumstance. Just build her up, dear Heavenly Father, where she is torn down. Break every chain of bondage
yes,
over every area of her life,
hallelujah.
Dear Heavenly Father. Whatever it is, dear Heavenly Father, any negative spirits, dear Heavenly Father,
yes,
just break
Lord,
those
Jesus.
Chains. Father God, you know
her heart. You know what she's going through, dear Heavenly Father,
yes,
in the
Lord.
Mighty name of Jesus.
And
Father
Lord,
God, that you have given her a heart for ministry,
you,
dear Heavenly Father.
Yes,
in the
Lord.
Name of Jesus, just strengthen her right now, Father God.
Right now, Lord,
strengthen
Jesus.
Her, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, dear Heavenly Father.
Oh, hallelujah.
Father God, that she loves you, dear Heavenly Father. She loves
yes,
you,
Lord,
dear Heavenly Father. And you see that love that she has for you. Dear
yes,
Heavenly
Lord.
Father, dear Heavenly Father, she's obedient unto you. Dear
yes,
Heavenly
Lord.
Father, in the name of Jesus, dear Heavenly Father. Father
Jesus.
God, I know that you never leave her or forsake her or see her begging
yes.
bread, dear Heavenly Father, dear Heavenly Father. You favor, you have your favor on her right now. In the
right
name
now,
of
Lord
Jesus.
She's favored
oh, in
glory,
your
eyes, hallelujah.
Right, Father. Praise your holy name, Father God.
Thank
just,
you, Lord Jesus.
Just comfort her. Comfort her right now.
Yes,
Heavenly
Lord,
Father.
Right
just
now in the mighty name of Jesus.
Comfort her right now in the name
yes.
of Jesus, dear
oh,
Father.
Oh, hallelujah,
as she
hallelujah.
Goes forth your glory and your honor and to help
yes.
you call out your ecclesia.
Yes,
in the
Lord.
Mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty
amen.
Name of Jesus. Amen, amen. Amen. Praise God.
Thank you.
Amen. Praise God.
Praise your Father.
Amen. Call for membership. Pray One for Another is sponsored by House of Manessa Christian Ministries, INC. And if you don't have a church home and would like to make House of Manessa Christian Ministries, INC, your church home, just send us your name, address, telephone number, and your email address, and state in writing that you would like to make House of Manessa Christian Ministries, Inc., your church home, and you will be placed on our membership roster. Amen. You can write us at House of Manessa Christian Ministries, Inc., Incorporation, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468. That's House of Manessa Christian Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468. Amen. And now we will have our Apostle Mother Wiggins come and give us the benediction.
Praise God. I wish and I desire for you to be strong in the power of Father God's sight and to be perfected and established in all his ways.
Amen.
And may the blessing of the Almighty God shower
yes.
blessings down on you. And may he comfort and keep you in his perfect peace until we all come into the unity of the faith.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. Until next week, this is Apostle Mother Ore Bernice.
Amen. And again, we would like to let you know that the Bible says in Deuteronomy 16 and 17 and the New Living Translation, all must give as they are able, according to the blessings given to them by the Lord your God. We would like to extend the opportunity to all of our listeners to sow seed and send their support for this prayer ministry, Pray One for Another. When God gives the vision, God expects provision from his people. The Bible says in Exodus 25, 1 through 9 in the New Living Translation, the Lord said to Moses, tell the people of Israel to bring me their sacred offerings, accept the contributions from all whose hearts are moved to offer them. Here is a list of the sacred offerings you may accept from them. Gold, silver, and bronze, blue, purple, and scarlet threads, fine linen and goat hair for cloth, tanned ram skin and fine goatskin leather, acacia wood, olive oil for the lamps,
sacrifices for the anointing oil and the fragrance incense, oxen stones and other gemstones to be set in the ephod, and the priest's chest piece. Have the people of Israel build me a holy sanctuary so I can live among them. You must build this tabernacle and its furnishing exactly according to the pattern I will show you. It says in Exodus 39:42-43 in the New Living Translation, so the people of Israel followed all of the Lord's instructions to Moses. Then Moses inspected all their work. When he found that it had been done just as the Lord had commanded him, he blessed them. Finally, it says in Exodus 40:34 in the New Living Translation, then the cloud covered the tabernacle, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. We are praying and thanking God for the manifestation of the building of the Pray One for Another Media Complex. We are asking for your prayer and support. You can send your love gift in support of this ministry, Pray One for Another, or provision for the vision offering for the Pray One for Another Media Complex to House of Manessa Christian Ministry, Inc., in care of Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468. And now, once again, we'd like to give Apostle Mother Wiggins a hand clap praise for that wonderful message that we heard today, for she had truly blessed our souls. Amen. Amen. And if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior and you want to be saved, please repeat the prayer of faith after the selection, Heaven's Doors. I'd like to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode of The Apostle Speaks. May God bless you and may heaven smile upon you. We are here every day from Monday through Friday from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. And we're here Saturdays mornings from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., The Apostle Speaks. And Sundays, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., Partners in Worship Service. And once again, I'd like to thank each and every one of you, all of our listeners, all of our viewers, all of our callers. May God bless you, and until we meet again, in Jesus' name, amen. Have a blessed day, everyone. I love you, and God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Amen.
repent for my sins, and I thank you for sending Jesus Christ to die for my sins. Jesus, I ask you to come into my life right now. Be my Lord, Savior, and friend. Let your Holy Spirit abide in me. Help me to follow you all the days of my life as your disciple. I thank you for forgiving me and receiving me right now. Any prodigal sons and daughters out there that would like to be rededicated, let us pray. God, I am sorry for my sins. I am sorry that I have strayed from you. I ask you for your forgiveness. I repent for my sins. I don't want to live like a prodigal son any longer, or a prodigal daughter. Renew, revive me as I once again follow you. I thank you, Lord.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.